Welcome in, everyone, ready to dive into all things LaPorte. We're going hyper-local today with the January 2025 issue of Around LaPorte.
Ooh, I love this magazine. It's like a treasure map for all the good stuff happening right here in our community.
You know, it's so easy to get lost in the national news cycle, but this reminds us that there's a whole world of amazing stuff happening right here in our own backyard.
Exactly. And staying informed about what's going on locally is the first step to, well, you know, actually making a difference.
Couldn't agree more. And just flipping through this issue, I'm already seeing so much that's got me excited.
Like what? Spill the beans.
Well, we've got an award-winning senior center, a presidential pardon for a local hero, and a ton of ways to get involved. Yep. Everything from exploring local trails to supporting the animal shelter. They even have info on joining sports leagues.
Wow, talk about a one-stop shop for community engagement. It's incredible how much they pack into this one issue.
Right. Okay, let's jump in. First up, the LaPorte Bayshore Chamber of Commerce. They had a phenomenal 2024, welcoming 62 new members, awarding 21 scholarships worth over $25,000, and donating almost $30,000 to local nonprofits and student groups.
That's impressive. You know, the impact of a strong chamber of commerce is often underestimated. It's not just about business networking. It's about fostering a sense of community and driving positive change.
And you know what? They're encouraging everyone to consider joining. They say it's not just about the benefits for your business, but also about contributing to LaPorte's economic and social well-being.
That makes a lot of sense. Supporting local businesses keeps the money circulating within the community, creates jobs, and fosters a sense of local pride. It's a win-win for everyone.
Now, here's a story that really caught my eye. President Biden granted clemency to a LaPorte woman named Mireya Amy Walmsley.
Oh, wow. I read about her. What a story.
She was convicted of a nonviolent offense years ago. But since then, she's earned an associate's degree, a nursing license, and even a bachelor's degree.
It's a testament to the power of second chances and the potential for personal transformation.
And get this, she dedicated herself to helping others, even while facing adversity. Think about her contributions during Hurricanes Katrina, Ike, and Harvey, not to mention the H1N1 epidemic and the COVID-19 pandemic.
Wow, that's remarkable. She really stepped up when our community needed her most.
It's inspiring, right?
Right.
It makes you think about how we, as a community, can better support those who are trying to rebuild their lives and make a positive contribution.
Absolutely. It's about creating an environment where second chances are not just exceptions, but a genuine possibility for anyone willing to make a positive impact.
All right, let's shift gears a bit and talk about recreation. The Fairmont Hike and Bike Trail just got a major makeover, making it even more accessible and enjoyable for everyone.
Love that. I'm all about getting outdoors and enjoying nature, and it ties in perfectly with our Think and Act Locally theme, right? Why not utilize the fantastic resources we have right here in our own backyard?
Exactly. And LaPorte has over 13 miles of trails for walking, cycling, running, you name it.
It's a great way to stay active, connect with nature, and clear your head.
Totally. And it's not just about physical fitness. It's also about mental and emotional well-being. Getting outdoors can do wonders for your mood and stress levels.
You know, the magazine actually encourages folks to explore these trails and share their experiences. It's a fantastic way to build community and appreciate the natural beauty around us.
Speaking of community, let's talk about our furry friends at the LaPorte Animal Shelter and Adoption Center. They're doing amazing work, and it's clear they go above and beyond for every animal in their care.
Ah, animal shelters hold a special place in my heart. They're often the unsung heroes of a community, providing a safe haven for lost, abandoned, and surrendered animals.
They do so much more than just housing animals. They offer low-cost vaccine and microchip clinics, host adoption events, and even assist with wildlife rescue. The article highlighted the dedication of staff members like Clarence Anderson, Lou Swanson, and the animal control officers.
What a dedicated team.
And what I found really impressive is their commitment to making adoption accessible. They provide shots, a spay-neuter voucher, a microchip with lifetime registration, all included.
Wow, that's incredible. They're really removing the barriers to adoption and ensuring those animals get the best possible care.
It's truly heartwarming. And they also emphasize fostering, volunteering, and donating as ways to contribute. It's a reminder that even small actions can have a big impact.
Absolutely. Whether it's through direct involvement or spreading awareness about responsible pet ownership, we can all play a part in creating a more compassionate community.
And speaking of making a difference, the next story is about LaPorte ISD partnering with the University of Houston Clear Lake to offer college-level STEM coursework and research opportunities to high school students.
That's fantastic news. It's so crucial to invest in our local education system, and this partnership shows a real commitment to preparing our students for the future.
I agree. And it's not just about individual success. It's about strengthening our local workforce and create a brighter future for LaPorte as a whole.
Exactly. It's a testament to the power of collaboration and how, when educational institutions work together, they can create a ripple effect that benefits the entire community.
And there's more. The magazine highlights other opportunities, like summer jobs with the Parks and Recreation Department. They're really encouraging residents to take advantage of all that LaPorte has to offer.
Love that. It's about fostering a sense of ownership and empowerment, helping residents connect with opportunities for growth and development. When individuals thrive, the community thrives. You know, as we go through this issue, it really strikes me how much is happening in LaPorte that we might not even be aware of. It's like there's this whole other layer of activity going on beneath the surface.
I know what you mean. And speaking of things happening beneath the surface, did you see that article about the Texas Windstorm Insurance Association?
Oh, yeah. What about it?
Well, they're predicting an increase in both policy counts and exposures for 2025.
Huh. That's interesting. What do you think that means?
To me, it sounds like more people are recognizing the need to be properly insured, especially given the, you know, the increasing risks we face living in a coastal community.
Oh, for sure. Especially after all the storms we've seen in recent years, people are definitely more aware of those risks. But I wonder if it also reflects the insurance industry trying to, you know, manage their own exposure as these risks keep evolving.
Yeah, good point. And speaking of which, the article mentioned that reinsurance expenses are expected to rise sharply this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, it's partly due to Hurricane Beryl's impact on the Catastrophe Reserve Trust Fund.
Wow, that's a perfect example of how something happening far away can have a very real impact right here in LaPorte. Makes you realize how interconnected everything really is.
It does, and it definitely makes me want to double check my own insurance policies, you know, just to make sure I'm adequately covered.
Good idea. It's one of those things we tend to put off, but it's so important in the long run.
Speaking of things that are important in the long run, did you see the article about the Port of Houston? They're having a record year.
I did. Almost 3.8 million TEUs handled through November. That's incredible.
It's a 9% increase over last year.
That's a huge jump. It really underscores how vital the port is, not just for our local economy, but for global trade as well.
Absolutely. And they specifically called out resins as a major export, making up 45% of their export volume. It's amazing to think about all those products made right here in LaPorte being shipped all over the world.
Right. It's easy to forget sometimes, but LaPorte plays a significant role in the global economy. And of course, the port's success directly benefits our community, creating jobs, driving economic growth, and opening up all sorts of opportunities.
It's fascinating how all these seemingly separate stories, like insurance and the port, are actually intertwined and contribute to the overall well-being of our community.
Exactly. It's like piecing together a puzzle, you know? Understanding how everything connects helps us make informed decisions and take meaningful action.
Okay, so earlier we talked about LaPorte ISD's partnership with UHCL for STEM education, but there's another great education story in this issue.
Oh, tell me more.
San Jacinto College just received a grant to train radiologic technologists.
Wow, that's fantastic. It sounds like a great opportunity for people looking to enter a high-demand field.
It is. The grant will support 20 students, giving them the skills and credentials they need to succeed. And it's not just about those individual students. It's about strengthening our local healthcare system as a whole.
You're right. It's a smart investment in the future of our community.
And here's a truly heartwarming story. Beacon Federal Credit Union, DeWalt High School's partner in education, sponsored students through their Christmas Angel program this year.
Ah, oh, that's so sweet.
I know. They provided gifts and support to families in need during the holidays. It's a beautiful example of businesses and organizations stepping up to support our schools and students.
It really warms your heart to see that kind of generosity, especially during the holiday season.
It does. It reminds us that we're all in this together and that even small acts of kindness can make a big difference.
Absolutely. Oh, and speaking of generosity, did you see that DuPont Bayport presented the Rotary Club of LaPorte with a grant for $2,500?
I did. It's for the LaPorte ISD Partners in Education program.
That's amazing. It's so great to see local organizations collaborating and supporting our students' future.
It's like this whole issue is a testament to the power of community engagement and the ripple effect of positive action.
It's truly inspiring, isn't it? It makes you want to get involved and be a part of the positive change happening in LaPorte.
For sure. And there's still so much more to uncover. We haven't even touched on the local art scene, the upcoming community events, or all the other ways people are making a difference.
Exactly. There's always something new to discover in LaPorte, something to learn, something to experience, and something to contribute to.
Wow. I don't know about you, but after going through this issue of Around LaPorte, I'm feeling so inspired by all the positive things happening in our community.
Me too. It's amazing how much is going on right under our noses. This magazine is like a little guidebook for making a difference right here at home.
You got it. And the best part is, there's something for everyone. Like if you're an outdoorsy type, there's a whole section on parks and trails. They're really encouraging folks to get out there and soak up some nature.
Oh, I love that. Fresh air, sunshine. It's good for the soul. And, you know, they even highlight some of the volunteer efforts that help keep those spaces beautiful. Like, there's an article about the Fairmont Hike and Bike Trail Clearing Project.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. It sounds like it was a real community effort.
Totally. It's a great reminder that we all have a role to play in preserving these resources for everyone to enjoy.
You know, it's funny. We often talk about thinking globally, but sometimes the most impactful actions happen right here in our own backyard.
Couldn't agree more. And speaking of making a difference close to home, what did you think about the article on the LaPorte Animal Shelter and Adoption Center?
Oh, that one was heartwarming. Those folks are so dedicated to finding loving homes for all those animals. It really makes you want to get involved somehow.
It does. And they make it so easy to adopt. Shots, spay neuter voucher, microchip, it's all included.
That's amazing. They're really pulling out all the stops to give those animals the best possible chance. But even if you're not in a position to adopt, there are so many other ways to help out. You can foster, volunteer, donate. Every little bit counts.
Exactly. And on the topic of supporting our community, let's not forget about all the incredible local businesses we have here in LaPorte.
Absolutely. This magazine is full of ads and articles showcasing all the goods and services available right here in town. And let's be real, supporting local businesses is crucial for a thriving local economy.
It really is. When we choose to spend our money locally, we're not just buying a product or service, we're investing in our community.
So true. It creates jobs, keeps the money circulating right here in LaPorte, and helps foster a sense of local pride. Plus, you often get to know the people behind those businesses, which strengthens those community bonds even more.
It's all connected, isn't it?
It really is. And this whole deep dive has been such a great reminder of how interconnected everything in our community is. From education and economic development to recreation and animal welfare, it's all part of the same tapestry.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And, you know, seeing all these individuals, businesses, and organizations working together to make LaPorte a better place, well, it's just plain inspiring.
It is. So as we wrap up our exploration of Around LaPorte, what's the key takeaway? What do we hope our listeners will do with all this information?
We hope it's a call to action. We want folks to feel inspired to get involved in their community in whatever way feels meaningful to them. Maybe there's something you've always wanted to do but never got around to, or maybe this magazine sparked an interest in something completely new.
Exactly. The most important thing is to just take that first step. Explore the possibilities, find your niche, and contribute to the positive change that's already happening in LaPorte.
You might be surprised at the impact you can have. Even small actions can make a big difference.
So true. And on that note, we want to thank everyone for joining us on this Think and Act Locally deep dive. We hope you found it informative and inspiring. And until next time, remember, even small actions can create big change.